This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin Edition for the Week 6 game in Pittsburgh between the Buccaneers and the Steelers. The Bucks Bulletin is the brainchild of Brandon Legal Group. They are your full-service law firm, and they service the greater Tampa Bay area. Full service may mean family law. Full service may mean post-judgment. Full service may mean domestic violence injunction. Full service may mean child support adjustment. Full service may mean divorce. If you have a legal need, and even if it's not in one of those five areas that I spotlighted, why not reach out to Brandon Legal Group for a free consult? 844-4BLG-4ME. You can also request a free consultation very easily online at brandonlegalgroup.com. Brandon Legal Group, your full service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. It was terrific to see Brandon Legal Group with one of the 30 foursomes at Todd Wright Tour 38 last weekend at Plantation Palms Golf Club, and providing the prize basket that went to our winner of the putting contest that takes place minutes before we send everybody out to their tee assignments. Thank you to Jeremy and Sean from Brandon Legal Group. This is a pretty simple one. Again, any individual fantasy questions that relates to your team, I can answer for you via email at write.todd@yahoo.com. write.todd@yahoo.com. I prefer to answer your questions there, one-on-one, without anybody else seeing our conversation, rather than answering them on my social media. I encourage you to follow me on social media, ToddWright2121 on Instagram and on Twitter. But for direct questions as it relates to your fantasy world, you can send me your fantasy football questions at write.todd@yahoo.com. Let's start with the Steelers, because this is going to be quick, but it's also going to be somewhat dramatic. And Najee Harris has a lot of years in front of him, presumably in Pittsburgh and definitely in pro football. I don't know how healthy he is. His offensive line isn't very good. I believe Mike Tomlin, head coach of the Steelers, said right now about his team, or specifically his offense, we're trying to change a flat tire as we drive. They have benched Mitchell Trubisky. Kenny Pickett got his first start, the rookie, out of the University of Pittsburgh last week. And they got taken behind the woodshed by the Buffalo Bills in Kenny Pickett's first National Football League start. The game flow hurt Najee Harris, but Najee Harris has just not been very productive this year across the five games that he has played. It doesn't mean he's not a good football player. He is a good football player. Things right now are just really bad for the Pittsburgh offense, and Harris cannot do it alone. He may not be healthy enough to do it alone. It's tough for a running back to impact a game when you're playing a team like the Buffalo Bills that are hitting 97-yard pass and runs against you, and you're playing with a rookie quarterback who throws it 52 times. As I said on my segment with Gil Alexander on VEASAN earlier this week, I think you sit Najee Harris in this game. I'm not saying you sit him until further notice. I'm not saying you cut him. I am saying you sit him. Now, don't have anyone on your bench, or there's no one on waivers. Yeah, I get it. He was your number one pick in the fantasy draft. But as I look at guys who are picked number one, I really don't see anyone I can make more of an argument for. You Jamar Chase owners are saying, hey, what about me? I'm saying more of an argument for as a first-round fantasy disappointment than Najee Harris. Chase is right there. And it doesn't seem like the Bengals are doing enough to involve him in the Cincinnati offense, which is surprising considering Chase's ability Joe Burrow's acumen as a quarterback and Zach Taylor's background on offense. With Najee Harris, it's hand him the ball or throw him the ball. I mean, it's pretty simple, but there's just not much good going on in Pittsburgh right now. And with the new quarterback and breaking him in against the Bucs defense and one of the top run defenses in the National Football League, I don't think you can play him this week. I'm not saying cut him. I'm not saying you're benching him for the rest of the year. Now, if you could trade Najee Harris right now, let's say you had depth on your bench at running back and you need help at wide receiver. If someone was willing to give you wide receiver one value in return for Harris, I might take it. If you could still sell high on Harris, now might be your time. If there's someone out there who believes that better days, bigger days are definitely ahead. But I cannot endorse a Najee Harris play at running back in your fantasy lineup this week, nor can I endorse any single member of the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's an internal issue with the Steelers. It's the second game for a rookie quarterback who really had to throw whatever the game plan was out last week because they got down so quickly and so big to the Buffalo Bills. And you're playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who are so strong and capable on defense. I know the Bucs have gone to Pittsburgh before, and it's been an odd game. Some would say, well, it's a trap game. Look, Mike Tomlin figures things out. He does, but the Bucs are clearly a superior football team, provided they have a good week of preparation. They don't lose any key offensive players like Mike Evans or Leonard Fournette to injury in the first half or early second half of this football game. So I don't see a Pittsburgh fantasy starter. Even though Najee Harris is a guy you drafted in the first round, might want to sit him out this week. And I can't make a strong case for Pickens or Johnson or Claypool or Freiermuth or Kenny Pickett. And Boswell's their kicker. Heinz Field is a, and I know it's not Heinz anymore, but the new sponsor isn't paying me. That's a tough stadium to kick in, which is why I would never employ the Steelers kicker or plug and play a kicker on the road based on some of the wind patterns and the field conditions in Pittsburgh. So no Steelers to me are a play this week for internal reasons and for the reasons of the Bucs defense. From Tampa Bay's standpoint, no surprises here. And we record this on Wednesday afternoon, barring something you hear about by the time you hear this involving injury or otherwise. Tom Brady right now is a back-end QB1. The yardage has been there the last two games, but still only one game with more than one throwing touchdown, and he's not going to get you anything with his legs. There's a sentiment that Brady is trending in the right direction. I believe that too. And if you're saying, well, Pittsburgh and Mike Tomlin and that defense hasn't been that good because they're just on the field a lot. So, sure, you can start Tom Brady if that's your quarterback. I will say, if Geno Smith is available in your league, you can make a case to start Geno Smith until Tom Brady's putting up the points you drafted Tom Brady to put up for you. Because Geno Smith is the fifth most productive quarterback in fantasy football through 5 weeks, and he has another good matchup this week. I can make that case. That if you own Geno Smith, or you can pick up Geno Smith, that you can justifiably start him this week, fantasy-wise, instead of Tom Brady. Because Brady has only thrown for more than one touchdown in one of five games, although the yardage has been there in the last two to get you double-digit points. Leonard Fournette's snap count went back up after it cratered for some reason to 61% in week four. I love Lenny. Owned him last year. He helped me win a fantasy championship. I love him this year. I wish I owned him, but I don't. I definitely love to have him and play him in this game against the Steelers. I think he had 25 touches last week against the Falcons. Mike Evans, who along with Stephon Diggs, quietest wide receiver ones in fantasy football, he is in your lineup. Many of you disappointed he was tackled at the 1 yard line last week. Rather than getting in the end zone, I would imagine he will make up for that in this game. And his catches should go up from four. Godwin was a very nice six-catch performance last week. I think you can comfortably, if you've been waiting on Godwin, if you've had other options, you're worried about the injuries, the Buck offense, I think you can safely put him back in your lineup now as the wide receiver two, and with a high floor that you drafted him to be. And yes, specific to the opponent this week in the Steelers. I don't want Ryan Succop as my fantasy kicker on that field in that stadium. No thanks. So the Buck plays to me are the strongest plays are Evans and Fournette and then Godwin. And then you can play Brady. I think you'll be okay. Just making the case that Geno Smith is sitting out there in so many leagues. He's completing 75% of his passes. He has the highest completion percentage in the National Football League, and he's QB5 in my 21st century standard scoring settings through 5 weeks. But yeah, you can play Brady if you don't want to sit him and still feel good about what he's going to do and the yardage of the last 2 weeks at 350. Plus. But Steelers, no thank you. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin is the brainchild of Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm. Visit brandonlegalgroup.com for a free consult at your convenience. Thanks for listening.